The following is a paid program. The content has been provided by Glazer and Associates. WFTL, its staff, management, and ownership are not responsible for the content. Some of the opinions and endorsements provided herein were in exchange for compensation from Glazer and Associates.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs. We're here each Sunday at 11 a.m. on 850 a.m. in South Florida, 1080 a.m. in Central Florida, and 1060 a.m. on Florida's Space Coast and the Treasure Coast. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here again today with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates, PA, a law firm specializing in community association law and having offices in Fort Lauderdale, Orlando, and satellite offices in Tampa, Fort Myers, and Naples. We're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. We would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your condo and HOA questions. No matter where you are in the state, give us a call right here in the studio, toll free at 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the email the show tab.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Good show in store today, I promise that. And if you're a fan of the show and like to read our blogs and newsletters, make sure to go to the show's website at www.condocrazeandhoas.com and join our email list, because by joining each week, you're going to get announcements about our show, our blog, our free seminars that we do all around the state, our newsletters, updates on the law, and a lot more. Tomorrow's Monday morning blog topic, how one determined unit owner helped bring down a president. That made some big news last week here in Broward County. And of course, if you'd like to call our law firm directly, you can call Glazer & Associates at 855, the number 4-CONDO-CRAZE. Again, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. And our law firm's website, condo-laws.com. Again, condo-laws.com. All right. Changing plans today, Karen, as
yes.
You know. And it didn't go out. You know, every Friday we send out an email in advance to all our listeners telling everybody what we're going to talk about on Sunday. But we have a change in plans today. We didn't get a chance to send out that email. But a big story has been breaking over the last few days about potential corruption in the city of Hollandale Beach. And it's too important to hold off for another week. So even though we didn't get a chance to kind of promote it and advertise
it. No, we need to do it.
Yeah, we need to talk about it today. So we'll kind of tie it all up. I remember a couple of weeks ago, or actually over the last few weeks, we've been talking about the fact that I made it a point to say local politics often has much more of a profound impact on your life than politics
yes.
does on a national scale, right?
Yeah, and I had you on my show.
Exactly. And everybody freaks out about, you know, the presidential election. But the truth is, oftentimes, local politics has a far greater impact on
yes.
everybody's life than politics on a national scale. And certainly there's no better evidence of that than what happened in the city of Hollandale Beach this week and the story that Bob Norman exposed for Channel 10 News. Remember Mike Wallace from 60 Minutes?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
He would always go in cameras rolling.
Exactly. when he was on the air, they used to say, you know, the four scariest words in journalism that anybody wanted to hear was, "Hi, I'm Mike Wallace."
Yes.
Right? If you heard, "Hi, I'm Mike Wallace," you knew you were about to get eaten alive. Well, Bob Norman has developed that reputation down here in South Florida. And, of course, he even helped uncover some of our condo and HOA corruption cases that we've spoken about. You know, a couple that come to mind, or one that comes to mind, is that condo president or HOA president that was taking money even though he wasn't a licensed CAM and he bought himself a car.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, Bob was the one that brought that story out there. Well, this week he uncovered a real doozy of a story in Hollandale. But let's just say that stories like these, and we'll say this right out front, it's not limited to Hollandale. They really happen all the time. But this particular story was about the Diplomat Golf and Tennis Club. They wanted to turn their property into a massive $450 million development. And the issue apparently came up as to whether or not, before the commission was going to approve that project, Hollandale, should they make the developer also pay for a new park for the city, for a fire truck for the city, and for some historical preservation. And, of course, the commission winds up voting in favor of the project, but they wind up against having the developer pay for these extras. And you got to ask yourself, you know, why would they do that? Why not make the developer pay some more money?
Well, that's where the problem starts. The vice mayor, Bill Julian, received a robocall that was critical about his vote. But after the call ended, It was recording comments that he made. He didn't realize that he was being recorded. Apparently, the vice mayor thought his phone was off and the call had ended. But the phone call didn't end, and what he said was being recorded.
Yeah, you couldn't believe it. So, what? And you can, by the way, you can watch these videos. Bob Zomer's videos are on the Click 10 website. And certainly for those of you who are interested in stories like this, or certainly if you live in South Florida, you want to watch this. So what's caught on tape? The vice mayor said he agreed in private that the developer would buy the Hollandale food pantry, a delivery truck. And that pantry is really known, at least according to that story, as the vice mayor's pet project. And then he admits, again, on record in front of everybody, that the attorney for the developer told him that when it's time for his reelection, I think, which is right about now, the attorney for the developer is going to make sure that about 300 campaign workers go out there working for him to help him get reelected. Now, the attorney is asked by Bob Roman on camera if that was promised to the commissioner, and of course she denies saying that. But the vice mayor admits on camera that he would normally have to pay a campaign worker about $10 an hour. So we're talking about, you know, $3,000 an hour he would have to pay for these campaign workers. And he is admitting that the developer's attorney promised him this. You know, 300 workers at $10 an hour starts to add up pretty quickly.
Right.
You know, so the question really becomes, was the vice mayor bribed for his vote? That's the question of the day.
Well, when confronted with the audio recording of his own voice, because first when he was confronted by Bob Norman, he denied it, and then Bob played him the recording, and Bill Julian said all the commissioners have their wish list. It's also public record that the developer contributed thousands of dollars to his reelection campaign.
Yeah. So when caught, what does he do? He throws the other commissioners apparently under the bus, saying, you know, they have their wish list too. It's like Hillary throwing Colin Powell under the bus, right?
Yes.
He told me what to do with my emails.
Yeah, he
right?
said to do it.
He said to do it, of course. So the Broward State Attorney's Office is now investigating, and the evidence, at least to me, is pretty damaging. You watch those tapes, you know, it's pretty damaging. But here's what's amazing to me. You know, lots of our listeners are familiar with the city of Hollandale Beach. And I'll say this. I had my law firm's office in the city of Hollandale Beach for about a dozen years. And everybody knows that the city of Hollandale Beach, at least, and certainly in my opinion, was massively overdeveloped. And everybody knows you can't drive when you get off 95. You can't drive down Hollandale Beach Boulevard to get to A1A in under half an hour now, when it should take really 5 minutes. Karen, I'm sure you've done that drive before.
I lived right there south of the Diplomat as it was being built in 2000.
In 2000.
Yeah.
And it was bad then,
bad
so you can imagine
then.
Now.
They
right.
were trying to, you know, make that intersection at A1A and Hallandale better, and they have, but it's just awful trying
right.
to get there to the beach. You can't
exactly.
get, and my dentist was right there. I stopped going to him.
Really? Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and, you know, and I relocated my law office, but, you know, the people who live on A1A are upset about the quality of life now in Hollandale, and yet the buildings don't stop. Massive project after massive project gets approved. There's about, my understanding is about 3 to 5 other massive projects in the pipeline. And what do we know? The streets are getting more crowded and more crowded, and the quality of life gets worse. You know, and please don't tell me that the quality of life now is better in Hollandale Beach because you have a new improved racetrack and casino. You know, for gambling people, you know, maybe it's better for them. But for the average person that doesn't go to the track, no, I don't believe it for 1 second that the quality of life is somehow now better for them in Hollandale Beach.
And it just seems like nobody has the courage to ever tell a developer, no, you can't build here, we've had enough, and we won't choke our residents anymore.
Yeah, and others are going to point to the story that Bob Norman did and say, you know, so what else is new? Developers have always paid money under the table to commissioners and politicians to get their buildings built, and that's why the buildings keep going up. You know, I just look at that city, and I got to tell you, I know why I just simply couldn't run my law firm there anymore, and I know how much worse it's become since I left in terms of traffic, and they just keep putting up one more massive development after another.
Well, I'm trying to understand. The Diplomat doesn't want to be a hotel anymore. It wants to be condo. Is that what they want to do?
I don't know. I tell you, I was
what
there about
the 400
2 weeks
million...
ago. Oh, no, this is on the golf course. The hotel is going to stay there.
Okay.
But there's a separate resort on the golf course.
So they want to build another building.
Another residential community. And, you know, more skyscrapers, more people to live there. And it doesn't stop. And to me, I just don't have any idea anymore how this is possibly in the public interest. But, you know, I'd like to know what our listeners think about the story. I'd like to hear from certainly our listeners who live in that area. And it's not just that area. It's the city to the south, quite frankly, as well. But let's do this. We're going to take a break, and when we get back, we are lucky to have one of Hollandale's commissioners on the phone with us today, and it's the commissioner who, quite frankly, keeps every other commissioner on their toes, and that's Keith London. So when we get back, hopefully Keith will have joined us by then. Again, taking your calls, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
As a flood or other disaster struck your community, is your association in need of water and fire damage cleanup, floor care, commercial cleaning? Then call the company with nearly 70 years' experience. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24-7. ServiceMaster Remediation 24-7 cleans upholstery, tile and grout, marble, vinyl, and linoleum floors, even wood. If your association has suffered damage as a result of fire, call ServiceMaster Remediation 24-7 for help with fire damage restoration, complete structural cleaning, duct cleaning, smoke and odor removal, and more. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24-7. If your association needs help with water damage restoration, water extraction, structural drying, floor drying, carpet cleaning, mold remediation, and odor and stain removal. A team of trained, caring, and professional water damage technicians will be on site quickly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When a disaster happens, call the regional company with the national response team. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24-7.
1-866-969-6653. 1-866-969-6653.
Or visit ServiceMaster247.com.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Condominium Concepts Management puts your condo's interests first. Condominium Concepts negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all the savings are passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help, not take control of your association. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time when every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye for reducing expenses for every unit owner. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping the communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL in South Florida, 1080 AM in Central Florida, and 1060 AM on Florida's Space Coast and the Treasure Coast. Again, I'm Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates. Taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We're talking about a big flare-up in Hallandale Beach with the vice mayor admitting to agreeing to accept favors for votes. And we're going to hopefully speak to Commissioner Keith London. And we do have a caller on the line that is affiliated with this or understands the story. And Eric, before we go there, I can't believe the Sun Sentinel doesn't want to report on this.
Yeah, right. I did some searching this morning, and turns out for whatever reason, it appears that the Sun Sentinel started to write about the story, and then the reporter allegedly, at least what's being reported on the internet, is that he was told to drop the story. And you got to question why. I mean, to me, it's just obviously a serious story that needs to be reported, and it might be even be a bigger story that the reporter was told, you know, not to write the story if that is in fact the case.
Yeah, it was put up and then it was taken down.
Yeah.
And now it has been reported by the Miami Herald.
Well, I'd want to know why that reporter was told to, apparently told to take that story down.
Hmm.
That might even be a bigger story.
You're right.
But how about we go to what John and Dania? How are you, John?
Hey, Eric. Good morning. Great, as always, great show. But
thank you.
You know, that corruption in Hallandale, it's as bad or worse than Hollywood. Do you remember when the city of Hollywood a number of years ago wanted to open the Art and Culture Center because they're so dedicated to their to arts and culture?
Uh-huh.
So they purchased the old Johnson Foster Funeral Home. They never had it appraised. They paid $1.4 million for that building. After they hit, then after it was bought, they had it appraised, two appraisals. The highest appraisal came in at $672,000.
So why'd they pay double is the question.
Oh, it gets better. Now, there was one particular commissioner who was opposing this. His name was John Williams, who was the most common sense commissioner in the history of Hollywood. They waited until he went to Europe on vacation and convened a meeting that violated the Sunshine Law. The city attorney lost her job over this, was fired. She didn't go to jail. She should have. And the mayor, Mauro Gugliotti, Hollywood's first full-time mayor,
right,
was he ended up losing the election that year. So then they went to finance this thing. Well, they went to Hollywood Federal, which had then become Wells Fargo, Wachovia, and it's no longer... anyway, you know, on a low man size, you're probably going to do prime plus one, prime plus a half, as normal. They were paying 11% on that loan.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what they found out? Some of the city commissioners sat on the board of Hollywood Federal Bank.
Really?
Yeah. Now, the day that they go to move in, they find out they can't move in. And guess why?
You tell us.
Okay, here's what they did. Now, I don't know, but they found out that they were going to have to remove, they're spend another $50,000 to remove the mold on the first floor. Now, I don't know about you, but I watched this old house, and I wouldn't buy a doghouse without an environmental inspection.
Well, let's put it this way. When it comes to these types of zoning issues, like I said earlier, it's no surprise to everybody when people hear that commissioners are being watched and being accused potentially of taking money for allowing buildings to be built. I mean, how many arrests came out of, I think it was the city of Tamarack, where developers were caught, commissioners were caught taking bribes for a building to go up.
Oh, yeah.
And it's quite frankly a dirty part of politics, because you know I can tell you I've been dabbling in zoning for many years since I'm an attorney, and what bothers me is that there's nothing illegal about the fact that a developer who wants to build a building has the right to contribute a ton of money into every commissioner's campaign account. It happens all the time. So, you know, the typical person in a community, they can't do that. It's pretty difficult to fight the developer who has the big pocketbooks. So these buildings just keep getting built and built. But I want to hear from other people down here. You know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe everybody likes the way South Florida has been developed over the last 10, 15 years or so. And nobody minds the traffic, and everybody enjoys driving down A1A. And it's a canyon, you know. Is that what everybody really moved here for?
Eric, can I add one last thing?
Sure.
Okay. Google Hollywood's Beachside Montessori School.
Right.
The inspector general went in there and made a 56-page report just castigating every school board member that was in favor of that, to the point where I forget her name, that former blonde-haired school board member, she actually quit. If you want to see some good reporting by Bob Norman,
yeah,
Google that and read that, and you will drop over at
hey,
the corruption.
But before you go praising school boards, they're guilty of the same thing. If you remember, I guess about 2 years ago, you had members of the Broward County School Board getting arrested as well. And I'm talking about overtaking some minuscule bribes, like ridiculous stuff, of literally a few thousand dollars to throw away your career.
Where are the citizens in all this?
I don't know.
To the meetings, and I let them know how I felt, but where was everybody else?
Yeah, I got you. Obviously, you're up on political events in your community, but you know, how do you feel about where are you from originally, John?
Originally New York.
Okay, so how do you feel about moving to Florida and seeing all the overdevelopment?
Oh, it's 10 times overdeveloped what it should have been. It's crazy. The quality of life is no good. Tried to get across Hollywood to go down I-95, and now they've got that Ben Gamla school right there on the first circle. It backs traffic up into the actual fast lanes on I-95 every morning. Now it's actually a danger.
And they got them
booked up because they're putting all the money into these campaigns, and it's just, you know. I'm trying to figure out what are the citizens paying attention to.
Well, I guess, you know, if you're a commissioner, you see a parcel of land with only one or two taxpayers, you know, on it, and you say, wait a minute, if we put a building here, and the building could have 400 units, we have the potential for 400 taxpayers in the community. That's great. Let's approve it. And that keeps happening and happening and happening. And every time you build a building with 400 units, that brings another 1,000 cars to the community. But, you know, developers wind up bringing in traffic engineers and experts who say, no, even though we're bringing in 1,000 cars into the community, it's going to have no impact at all on your traffic. And the commissioners buy it and they approve projects. And that's why we are where we are.
It's incredible.
John, thanks for the phone call.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Again, love to hear from some residents in South Florida. It doesn't even have to be South Florida. You know, cities all across Florida are having the same types of issues. We're still waiting for Commissioner London to call in, but let's do this. Let's take our bottom of the hour break now. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
Tired of the lousy quality and customer service from your current internet and telephone provider? Are your monthly bills continuing to go up while the level of service you receive goes down? There is a choice. Based in South Florida, OpticalTel is a fully integrated telecable company utilizing advanced fiber optic technology to deliver video, internet, and telephone service to condominiums and homeowners associations throughout Florida, all at a great price. OpticalTel has defined itself as a leader within the MDU marketplace, providing fiber optics in your home or unit. OpticalTel covers the entire gamut of video, internet, and telecommunication deployment within the condominium and HOA marketplace. Call us before you sign that long-term bulk contract. OpticalTel is the clear choice for video, internet, and phone from beginning to end. Call 1-800-30-FIBER. That's 1-800-30-FIBER. 1-800-30-FIBER. Or visit us at OpticalTel.com.
Welcome back to the second half of Condo Craze and HOAs. We are here each Sunday at 11 on 850 AM in South Florida, 1080 AM in Central Florida, and 1060 AM on Florida's Space Coast and the Treasure Coast. And again, I'm Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates. His law firm specializes in community association law. And if you have a product or service that our Condo Craze and HOAs listeners can use, why not become a sponsor of the Condo Craze and HOAs radio show? You can have a commercial, as you just heard during the show, have display tables at all of our live events that we do throughout the state, get to meet hundreds of condo and HOA board members. Your company's logo and website will be posted on the Condo Craze website and on our email blast that we send out every week, as well as in our newsletters that we send out to tens of thousands of community associations all around the state. To find out more, just visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and also give us a call right here in the studio, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. If you have any questions or concerns about the topic that we're discussing, chaos in Hallandale Beach, and also anything about your condo or HOA.
All right, we have Leon in Pahokee. How are you, Leon?
Hey, Mr. Eric, this is Leon. Glad you're taking my call here.
How can we help?
Okay, it's kind of like a long-winded thing, but I live next door to a lady that moved in a couple of years ago. I've been living here about 20 years. She's a smoker, and her husband is, too. We both got screened-in patios, and the problem is I can't use my patio when she's using hers because she's smoking, and that secondhand smell, it just runs me inside.
This a condo or an HOA?
It's a condo.
Condo, okay.
I've tried fans and to blow it out, and she's even, I've talked to her about it, and she's tried to put a fan up and blow the smoke away from my unit, but it's all to no avail, and like I say, I just can't use my patio, so what can I do now?
Mm. Interesting. Okay, every condominium basically has, in their documents, they have provisions in there regarding nuisances. You know, nobody can use their unit in a manner that creates a nuisance so that it prevents other people from the right to quiet enjoyment and the use of their balconies and their, you know, their terraces. So you could potentially file an arbitration or actually a lawsuit against your neighbor. But the problem is these cases oftentimes are costly to actually go forward with. What do I mean by that? You would have to actually bring in somebody like, you know, a certified industrial hygienist or someone who monitors air pollution, and they'd have to come in and take measures at your on your balcony. And you'd have to use them to go to court and say, judge, you know, I'm a professional, I'm an expert, I took measures when I took measurements, and when the person is smoking next door, yes, the plaintiff cannot use their unit. If someone who's susceptible to smoke, the person next door is smoking, it's just non-usable. And, you know, you'd have to pay those experts to do that, and that's something that could be very costly. And if you're not willing to do that, the only other way, and it's funny because I actually had a call about a week ago where a condo asked if they can do this. The question became, can a condo pass an amendment to their declaration of condominium that specifically says no smoking, even in the units? Certainly we know we're not going to argue that a condo has a right to say no smoking in the common elements, but could you actually amend the documents to say no smoking in your units or on your balcony? And believe it or not, I always took the position that absolutely you can. No two ways about it. So, Leon, if you can get the members of your community to actually get together and vote to amend your governing documents to say no smoking, then that's one way that you can actually do it. But it might be difficult to get that two-thirds or three-quarters vote that you probably need.
Well, it would probably be pretty hard to even get it brought up since most of the board members themselves are smokers.
Oh, so there you go. I mean, that might be, you know, very difficult in and of itself. I'll tell you this. There's an attorney that I know who got into the development side, and he's actually building condominiums in Fort Lauderdale now for the first time, the first ones in the state of Florida that specifically say in their governing documents from the get-go, no smoking in your units. Mm. And I can tell you they're going to sell out quick because there's a lot of people that would love to live in a condo where smoking isn't allowed so they don't run into the same problems that Leon and Pahokee has.
But, Eric, is the balcony a common area?
It's a limited common element.
What does that mean?
That limited common element basically means that if it's damaged or needs repair, it's going to be paid for by the association, but it's designed specifically for the sole use of one unit.
Okay.
That's what it generally means. So that's the good news and the bad news. You know, you can do something about it, but it could be costly and it could be difficult to get the vote, Leon. Okay? But
yeah,
I wish you luck.
It's not a health issue, I don't think. It's just unpleasant.
Of course, I get it. I'm with you. The smoke kills me as well, you know. Someone's next to me smoking, I got to get up and pull
you want to be outside
away.
For fresh air.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
Why you go outside.
I wish you luck, Leon. How about we go to our next call? Leah in Aventura. How are you, Leah?
Rhea, you know who it is.
Oh, Rhea, I'm sorry. We got it wrong. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Okay, what's going on, Rhea?
Well, I really had to weigh in on your topic of the smoking also, because I passed this neighbor's door and it's the smell is disgusting. And I have allergies to that. But the neighbor next to them was complaining that it was seeping into his apartment. So we're looking into what we could do. We have all the information. But I wanted to weigh in about what you were talking about for Hallandale, because I see it as a very big issue also in Aventura and North Miami Beach. This is a parking lot.
Yeah.
The absolute parking lot here.
Well, I remember, you know, time
that's going on, and it's impossible to get anywhere at any time now. And now, when these other developments that they're working on are finished, just going to give up my car and take to walking. It's ridiculous.
Now, Rio, I know you live in a 55 and over community, and I got to think that the people that live in your community got to feel the same way when they signed up to move down to Florida and retire. I don't think they actually expected they were going to be moving into a city with this much congestion. I don't think this is what they signed up for.
Hey, Eric, you won't believe it, but Bob Norman is on the phone.
All right. Bob Norman is on the phone and wants to give us a call. All right. So I'd love to talk to Bob. How about Rio? We thank you so much for the phone call, and we're going to go to Bob Norman.
From Channel 10. Hey, Bob.
Hey.
Hey, Bob. How are you? Thanks for calling in.
Hi, Eric. How are you?
All right. Well, I think we both want to compliment you on your story that
nice
you just broke for the city of Hallandale Beach. And
thank you.
You keep the condo world on their toes, and we appreciate it. You know, you helped us with so many stories.
Yeah, I haven't done much in the condo world, though, in the last few months, but I'm sure it'll drag me back in.
Oh, those stories are always out there, and I can tell you our listeners on the show really appreciate everything that you do. And tell us about this story in Hallandale, because I think it's going to get bigger, quite frankly, as time goes on.
Well, I don't know how big it's going to get, but it basically, it starts with one of those cell phone snafus.
Right.
So often bite people where they do not want to be bitten. And what happened in this case, as a background, the vote, I believe, was March 2nd for this $450 million development at the Diplomat Golf Club. And Bill Julian, during that meeting, voted in favor of the development and against forcing the developer to finance a park, a fire truck, and an extra $25,000 for historical preservation.
Right.
And this angered some people.
Sure.
Also, you know, when you go back and you look at the actual meeting on video, he really sort of fawns over the developers. You know,
right.
Saying, I don't want to twist their arm. They've been so good to us. And, you know,
little did we know how good.
Exactly. The public did not know how good they had been to him. But apparently, because the following day, there was a robocall that went out, basically attacking Julian for supporting the development and not, you know, forcing the developer to pay these concessions. Now, there was a number. I've never heard of this before, honestly. But there was a number to call the robocall. So
I never saw anything like that either, right?
Yeah, so but there's a number, you know, he knew the number. He called the number apparently repeatedly. At the end of the message, you just call the robocall, you hear the message, it ends, and then there's a beep. Apparently it goes to voicemail. On the final time that Julian called the message to listen to what they were saying about him, he apparently failed to hang up his phone, and that's leaving behind this recording in which he makes, you know, seemingly, you know, incriminating admission.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I watch you do that video, that interview, and I'm like, I got to tell you, I can't believe he sat down and said the things that he said to you.
Was after, right? So you hear the thing, the recording that he doesn't know it's a private conversation with an unidentified person, and he says, "What I couldn't tell them is that they're going to give a van to the food bank."
Right.
That happens to be his favorite charity, so a place where he works, and he would very likely, in fact, have driven that van. He got in that van, but
right.
I think the worst part was that then he says that the lobbyist lawyer representing the development, Debbie Orshefsky, had promised him 300 campaign workers for his reelection. And he said, the woman said, "You're going to need them." He
right,
said,
right.
"Yes." He's basically, "I'm going to have those."
Right.
So I sat down with him, played him the tape, and he really sort of admitted to everything. I mean, you saw it, Eric.
Of course.
I mean,
well, I love the fact when you said to him, "Let's do the math. How much would a campaign worker cost?" He admitted to you it would cost about $10 an hour at 300 workers per hour. That's about $3,000 per hour that he would be getting towards his campaign.
It's a lot. And he also, admitted that he asked for the van, and he said that he didn't. I said, "Why didn't you tell the public about the van?" Because he could have. They could have worked that into the development deal. He said, "Because I didn't want to look like a pig in front of the public, because they all know that the food bank is my favorite charity, and they would think that I'm just trying to get this for myself." And he did admit that he should have, that should have been on the table, that should have been public.
Sure.
In terms of when I asked him if he, would have told the public about the 300 campaign workers, he said, quote, "Hell no."
Right.
He knew that he couldn't tell the public about these campaign workers.
Yeah, and I've said this, this type of story, it isn't limited to the city of Hallandale Beach. This is just one guy that actually wound up getting caught, quite frankly. Zoning has all these types of little dirty secrets every now and then, and commissioners get popped and arrested all the time. Probably what's going to happen here, my guess, is that the state attorney is going to step in Broward County. Wouldn't shock me if an arrest is made, and now when that happens, the governor comes in, Rick Scott removes him, and then they'll fill that vacancy with somebody else.
Well, yeah. I think it's going to be, I don't think it's that clear cut. I think that in terms of, there's one thing, ethical violations, and even he said, "I don't know if this is legal or not."
Right.
And at one point he said, "She could have asked me for a car and I would have said, great." And I said, "Are you saying you would have accepted a car?" He said, no. But if I would have, because if I would have, I would have been in a great deal of trouble.
Right.
It would have been against the law.
Right.
I said, right, exactly, just like the 300 campaign workers.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I mean, I think technically, I can't get in these areas of law.
Right.
But I think that in terms of a prosecution, there's going to be various defenses brought up. The developer and the lobbyist lawyer are going to have their defenses. They're going to, I think that, they're going to claim that maybe this was a misunderstanding.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're going to claim. I'm not trying to put words in their mouth.
Hey, Bob.
I mean, clearly, yes.
Bob Norman from Channel 10. And I just have a question, reporter to reporter. Why would the Sun Sentinel pull this story? I don't understand why they wouldn't report it, like the Miami Herald and you.
Well, I have no idea why they pulled the story. I think they ended up putting it back on.
Okay.
So they did report it.
Okay.
But I think they had, I recall that in the headline of that story was the word bribe.
Oh.
And it was a bribery allegation or something. And we, I can understand we in the media shy away from those terms. We certainly didn't use that term.
Right. Understood. Commissioner London, during your interview with him, said, he certainly saw it as a quid pro quo, and I know he's pretty upset about the story.
Yes, he's livid, and so is Michelle Lazzaro, his fellow commissioner. Now, that's what's really interesting about this, is that this is kind of the football in a big game for the city. You've got Mayor Joy Cooper and her two, Bill Julian and Sanders, they're the three commissioner majority right now.
Right.
With Michelle Lazzaro and Keith London as the minority.
Right.
A change in Julian's seat could mean the difference, a shift in power.
Sure.
The entire city.
Yeah, it could mean the difference between development and a slowdown of development.
Yes, whatever, however you want to see that, you know, it would put the power in a different set of hands. And that's why I think you are going to hear a lot about that tape recording.
Right.
That Bill Julian inadvertently left behind. And I think that that's going to be something we're going to hear a lot about until November.
You know, it's just the same old, because you have developers being able to contribute to commissioners, you know, thousands of dollars into everybody's campaign. It's like, when is the last time you hear that building projects fail? When are they typically voted down? And that's part of the problem, potentially, in South Florida politics. Developers are able to contribute massive amounts of money. You know, you showed it on your show, how many commissioners actually get campaign contributions from developers. And all we know is that building after building after building continues to get built, and the infrastructure obviously can't handle it down here. And South Floridians especially are pretty pissed off about it. Yet, you know,
well, yeah,
you got to figure out a way potentially to take money out of the equation.
It's really incredible. And what you see so often in these golf course developments and these condos is, as you know very well, Eric, you see the condo boards themselves getting paid off. To a degree.
You're crazy. That never happens. Yeah, exactly.
No,
you've done a bunch of stories on that.
Right. They accept this money, and then all of a sudden, they're compliant. They're like,
right.
Okay, we got ours, and we'll live with it. Well, I think in the end, a lot of times, the unit owners end up getting screwed on that.
Absolutely.
They don't see it, and they may just lose some value, and certainly a view or whatever they love.
I have clients that bought, you know, properties and buildings that they thought would always have an ocean view and totally lost that. You had clients who certainly thought they'd have a golf course view forever. They lost that. Why? Because commission after commission after commission votes in favor of another 300-unit building, another 400-unit building. Why? Because they think having more taxpayers in the community is a better thing for the community. And it isn't necessarily the case. At least that's how
it
I see it.
It certainly isn't for quality of life. And I heard you talking about, in particular, the city of Hallandale Beach, which I think is particularly congested. I mean, if you've ever tried to drive on Hallandale Beach Boulevard at 4 o'clock in the afternoon,
terrible.
It's a nightmare.
It's ridiculous.
It's a nightmare.
I had my law firm there for a dozen years. 12 years I was there. And it got to a point where I didn't want to stay there anymore and have a half-hour drive from 95 to my office when it should take literally 5 minutes. It just, you know, it upset your whole day, quite frankly. And I have clients who live on the water complaining about stuff like that all the time.
Yeah, yeah. But you also mentioned campaign contributions, and that's a legal way to curry favor most of the time. And that's another interesting thing about the Bill Julian interview. During the interview, he said that during the development meeting that he had at City Hall with, again, one of the developers and the lawyer, they said they were going to help him with campaign contributions.
Right.
That may be a problem as well.
Sure, absolutely.
Because, as you know, you can take campaign contributions, but you can't take them for a specific purpose.
Right.
You can't take them during a meeting. Seemingly, it's not proper.
Right.
To discuss campaign contributions.
Of course.
During a development meeting, a meeting about a particular development and your support for it.
Sure. I'd love to see some law, you know, basically prevent developers from actually contributing and then have commissioners, hopefully, you know, make decisions without money being part of the equation, because the way it's done now is ridiculous. Like I said, the typical average person fighting against the development, they have no chance because they simply can't put up the money for these commissioners like developers can. They're at a tremendous disadvantage.
There's no question about it, and that's why you see these congested, you know, the paradise turning into, I'm not going to...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but I think we're all in agreement. Karen, you're down here how many years?
I've been, I was on Channel 25 in 1989, and I haven't left. I've been in Miami with Metro and then here in West Palm Beach with 850 since 2010. So I've moved all around a lot, and I've lived in Kendall and Hallandale and on the beach. And, you know,
and that's when I got here. I got here in 89 as well to start UM, and... it's a totally different place. Listen, I'm not saying it had to stay, you know, like a farmland forever. I'm not saying that. But I think it reaches a point if you look at two cities in particular, you know, Hollandale Beach and Aventura, where in my personal opinion, it's just got overdeveloped, and you took something that could have been really great and turned it into congested parking lots. I just think it's gone too far.
And it's the process. It's money.
Exactly. There's too much money in the process.
It's bad leadership. And that's
right.
The bottom line. I think that really you talk about Aventura and Hallandale. I think you see a really poor leadership across the board. I don't see a lot of good leadership in South Florida for whatever reason. There are some good politicians out there. Don't get me wrong. But in general, I just see people who don't. Too often I see these mayors and commissioners representing people who are not the residents of their city.
Sure, and absolutely.
Seem to be more, they're representing interests that seem to be in opposition to the
It's
residents.
Money of over course. Quality
Why
of life.
Why would that ever happen? Why would that ever happen? You can kind of come up with a conclusion.
Right. Why would it ever happen? That's right. You can use your own imagination for that. And then what do we know that does happen? Most of these buyers, or so many of these buyers of these condominium units, they're not even buying them to live there. A lot of them are buying it simply as an investment. And we all know what happened with the foreclosure market a few years ago. It collapsed. So keep building hundreds and thousands of units. And if you don't think that we can't go through the foreclosure crisis all over again, not only can we, I think we will, if development at this pace continues. It's going to happen all over again, period. And it's going to drag everybody down with it.
I don't know what your thoughts are on this, but I mean, I've been really surprised to see how the market has rebounded. I mean, the prices. You know, that's a little off topic, but it really surprised me.
Yeah, so far so good. Rates are cheap, but if things start to go bad, you know, I was representing some buildings where you had 200 foreclosures out of 300 units. And if you don't think that can happen again, wrong, it can. And it affects the whole community when that happens. So, Bob, all I can tell you is you are doing an amazing job for the condo owners and for the HOA residents of South Florida. And on behalf of all of them, thank you again for keeping so many boards on their toes, commissioners on their toes. We really appreciate it, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate you sharing some time with us on our show today.
Well, I know you do a lot as well, Eric, so thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
Pleasure.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
You guys.
Bob Norman from Channel 10 News, really appreciate Bob's time today.
Yeah, go see his stories. He's got all the audio there. It's
yeah,
crazy.
These are great. Let's do this, Karen. Let's take our final break of the hour. 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Association Services of Florida, or Associa, has provided management services to communities in the Tri-County area for over 35 years. As part of the Associa family, Association Services of Florida has a service-driven dedication to five-star customer response, an unparalleled investment in employee education, and unrivaled success in residential and community association management. Our own mission statement says it best, providing unsurpassed management and lifestyle services to communities worldwide. We back up that statement with our superior senior management, all of whom have many years of experience personally managing communities and who provide expert support to the management, staff, and to our association's board of directors. For a free personal meeting at your community, give us a call at 1-800-714-3514. Again, that's 1-800-714-3514. And view our website at associaflorida.com. Find out for yourself why Associa provides the most value per management dollar in the community association management industry. Never wait for that first drop of water to leak from your ceiling before you decide to check your roof. Once damage sets in, repairs become more expensive. Invest in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing and protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with our annual service agreements that prevent leaks, provide emergency service, and increase the life expectancy of your roof. We give you a realistic budget, so there are no unwelcome surprises. Our roof service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Visit our website at bestroofing.net.
Is your condominium starting to crumble? Are your balconies breaking down? Are pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making the building look ugly and putting your residents at risk? Are you in need of your 40-year certification for your building? If so, you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or painting and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. After all, we're South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor and have been located in Delray since 1979. We know how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate. 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700.
Or visit the website cdri.net.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
Need an insurance evaluation, audit, or quotation for your condo association or homeowners association? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz. We insure over 800 associations, and we are the clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989. We write insurance on billions of dollars of property values. We are an independent insurance agency representing insurance companies which specialize in condo and HOA insurance. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your insurance program, call now 954-640-6225 and ask for Greg Waltz. 954-640-6225, Mack, Mack & Waltz Insurance Group. Let us protect your association.
Is your home or condo looking old, worn out, and in need of a fresh look? Then you need PD Painting to paint your property and make it look like new again. PD Painting will first properly prepare your home and condo and then use only the highest quality paint products. After many years in the painting industry, PD Painting has achieved a reputation for always delivering a reliable and professional finish. PD Painting is fully licensed and insured and offers a 7 to 10 year warranty. Their technicians are expert craftsmen. Let PD Painting handle all the details and then sit back and watch them restore your property and bring back that brand new look and feel. Need a service call? PD Painting will be there on the spot. Need financing? PD Painting can offer that too. Call PD Painting at 888-416-3204. Again, that's 888-416-3204. Go to the website pdpaintinginc.com. Need painting done in your home and community? Contact the experts at PD Painting.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First
the technician's video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
Has a flood or other disaster struck your community? Is your association in need of water and fire damage cleanup, floor care, commercial cleaning? Then call the company with nearly 70 years' experience. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24-7. ServiceMaster Remediation 24-7 cleans upholstery, tile and grout, marble, vinyl, and linoleum floors, even wood. If your association has suffered damage as a result of fire, call ServiceMaster Remediation 24-7 for help with fire damage restoration, complete structural cleaning, duct cleaning, smoke and odor removal, and more. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24-7. If your association needs help with water damage restoration, water extraction, structural drying, floor drying, carpet cleaning, mold remediation, and odor and stain removal, a team of trained, caring, and professional water damage technicians will be on site quickly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When a disaster happens, call the regional company with the national response team. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24-7.
1-866-969-6653. 1-866-969-6653.
Or visit ServiceMaster247.com.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs, and I'm Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer. We had Bob Norman from Channel 10 on, a big story out of Hallandale Beach. Great show.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I want to thank Bob for coming on the show today. I really appreciate his time. And like I said, if Bob walks up to you and says, "Hi, I'm Bob Norman," you know, you have a problem. So
like
again,
Mike
Bob,
Wallace,
thanks.
Yeah,
exactly. Thanks for coming on the show today, Bob. Let's talk about what we're going to discuss on our next show. Hey, we dodged another bullet again, Karen, right? With a hurricane, with a storm?
Yeah, we're getting some rain right now, but I think it's just everything's to the south of us, thank goodness.
Exactly. I think we got lucky. And next week, we're going to remind our listeners that our sponsors can really help them with all of their problems, both before and after a storm. We'll also talk about why you shouldn't sign a construction contract before it's reviewed by a lawyer. You know, a lot of times a storm will hit and people will get nervous and sign a contract to fix something quickly, and man, is that contract not in their interest. So make sure you don't rush, don't panic, have it looked at by a lawyer. We'll also talk about how to control an out-of-control board meeting and, yeah, whether or not that's possible, and whether serving on a board should be mandatory.
Oh, boy.
There's some debate in that regard. But that brings us to the end of another show. Karen, thank you so much for all your help today.
No problem.
Steve, you too, and everybody, we'll talk to you again next week on Sunday, 11 a.m. on Condo Craze and HOAs. Have a great week, everybody.
All right, bye-bye.